Dear Aurevilians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, good morning and hi to all of you who are listening us from near and far. Today is Monday, 2nd of March, and it's partly cloudy here in Auroville on 23 degrees Celsius, and forecast for today is a partly sunny with a shower or thunderstorm in the area, and over the night partly cloudy with a shower or thunderstorm in the area. Temperatures ranging from low of 23 to high of 31 with heat index on 37 degrees Celsius. Easterly winds at 13 km per hour with occasional gusts on 24 km per hour. As the temperatures are rising, also the ultraviolet index is rising and today is supposed to be very high. Moon is waxing gibbous, illuminated to 91% and it will be full on Wednesday. Tomorrow we are invited to Chinese Culture Evening in Auroville, which will start with dinner, free offering at 6 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, following with the performance at 7:30 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, International Zone, where Chinese culture would be presented by Global Union of Love to Love, Liao Wu Global Journey from China, Mohana Culture Center, Unity Pavilion, One Asia Project, and we will see Tai Chi Show, Beijing Opera, Chinese Folk Song, Chinese Cheongsam Show, Chinese Drama Stunt and Sleeve Show, Sichuan Opera Stunt and Face Changing, and also small gift will be presented to all the participants. The Working Committee invites us to a general meeting on Friday, 6th of March at Unity Pavilion from 4 to 6 p.m. to be informed about the topics of various working groups and units activities that wish to present to the Governing Board and International Advisory Council at their joint meeting on the 14th of March in Auroville. But on Monday, 9th of March, also at Unity Pavilion at 4:30 p.m., we are invited to the meeting with Lavenir. Today at 7 p.m., Evolutionary Cafe will go on at Laissez-Faire at Visitor Center because Unity Pavilion team is being used by the retreat program. The host David and Uli are inviting you. So the focus of the next session will be the co-creator's handbook, co-authored by Karen Anderson and Catherine Roske. Catherine and her husband Makasha have very kindly offered to share with them how they utilize the essence of co-creative approaches in their day-to-day life in the Hummingbird community, where they're co-founders. And as usual, they will, after the talk, you will explore how we might weave any insights into our. On Wednesday, 4th of March at 7:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, we're invited to My Burning Heart, a reading by Norman of an adaptation of Satpreme's book. And on Wednesday, between 3 to 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, we can participate in an interactive workshop, Ordinary Intuition and the Intuitive Mind of Sri Aurobindo, led by Gordon Constance. Within Sarang Festival, on Thursday at 6:30 p.m. at India Space, we will see Dance of the Wind by Rajan Kosha. And that is a beautiful film projection on the subject of Indian vocal music. Tomorrow at 5 p.m. at Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall, the French Pavilion, Auroville International France and CHIRO present Biodiversity from the Ocean and the Forest to the City, which is an exceptional talk by Gilles Boyeuf. Tomorrow the talk will be in French, but on Saturday 7th at 5 p.m. at Unity Pavilion it will be in English. Biologist Professor at the University Pierre de Marie Curie and Professor at the College de France, Gilles Boyeuf, has carried the National Museum of Natural History since 2009. He's a French expert in biodiversity at the Ministry of Ecology. Gilles will tell the story of life, what biodiversity is and how much we need it since we ourselves come from living nature. He will tell nature stories of the source of beauty and harm. Life has been highly sustainable enterprise for 3.8 billion years and we need to be inspired by it in order for humanity to survive. For that it must necessarily be transformed individually and collectively. Would the evolution of consciousness be the key of change to go from man to a man? On Saturday at 8 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we are invited to see Bharat Natyam by Heat and Mystery. Royal Cafe prepares on Saturday, 7th of March, a Moroccan night with Achiva Stein, landscape architect and consultant for the Greenbelt Master Plan, who will talk about the design and installation of the Moroccan courtyard at the Metropolitan Museum in New York. Following would be Moroccan food and slideshow, and conclude with the Chabi Moroccan dance. On Saturday 7th of March from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at Saochu Building in Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India International Zone, we would be celebrating the International Women's Day. With column competition, Drupad will offer a 30-minute solo act performance, the story of two characters whose names are Good and Bad. Grayson Groups offer the circle dance and music. Josephine Joyner would facilitate a short of positive presence acknowledging the violence issue in English, and Surya Gandhi would translate in Tamil. Jayanti, Yale, and friends are going to offer henna decorations. Meera Jyoti and Surya Gandhi will give prize to the competition winners. At Kala Kendra, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, we can see this week sketchbooked picture show and open live studio by resident artist Enrico Conruda. Resident artist Enrico from Minesweeper Art Collective London will display works from his sketchbook and the temporary studio setup at Kala Kendra. We can come and join the artist at this open live studio and create some art in collaboration with the artist between 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. of course at Kala Kendra in Bharat Nivas. The Auroville Radio will be participating at the China Festival with Aurovillian Audio Profiles that Chloe is organizing. The editing workshop has concluded with about 12 participants who have produced content that will be included in the radio installation for the China Festival. Participation of competition certificates was distributed. We have been in touch with an architect to create the first concept and design for the Media Lab. We recently attended the AVI meeting held in Auroville to encourage the centers to provide content and collaborate with the Auroville Radio. Auroville Radio is still looking for website developers in order to progress on the new project and persons with app skills on Mac OS, Android and Windows. We are always looking for your participation in the radio, be it technical, financial or in contact production. Aurovillians and guests are welcome to visit us on the ground floor in Town Hall. At Savitri Bhavan today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen Auroville the City the Earth Needs Part 1 and 2. Shrikiri Joshi always held the vision of a luminous future for the Auroville, an interview with Shrikiri Joshi in March 2013, in which he shares his experiences of the mother's action and grace. At Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall today at 8 p.m. you can see an Indian crime drama, Makubul, made in India in 2003 by director Vishal Bhardwaj. Tomorrow they will screen German biography drama, 8 Miles High, made in Germany in 2007 by writer and director Aichim Bornack. And on Wednesday we can see documentary Wagner's Dream, made in USA in 2012 by director Susan Fremke. From The Synthesis of Yoga by Sri Aurobindo we read, "It is therefore through the sacrifice of love, works and knowledge, with the psychic being as the leader and priest of the sacrifice, that life itself can be transformed into its own true spiritual figure." Thank you for listening to us. You can contact us on auroville.radio.org.